Claudia Giuliantoni, accompanied by some parliament members, inspected the West Island Nature Tourism Park on Sabang Zero Point in Aceh on Wednesday and highlighted the importance of the iconic attraction. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Puan Maharani, has urged the government and the monetary authorities to take mitigation measures to maintain the stability of the rupiah's exchange rate. In a statement received on Wednesday, she underscored that those measures can ensure that the national economy remains conducive, especially for investors amid global economic uncertainties. That's the news.
Sambawe is a typical snack from Bhutan. The snack is not sold in public. Generally, sambawe is served during family events.
solution, and it will be given by a host to his or her neighbors. The host will also feed the gases who come to his or her house. This tradition symbolizes the hospitality of the host. To appreciate the kindness and hospitality of the host, the gases will voluntarily give the host some money. Making corn dowry is simple. Firstly, we must grind the corn husks thoroughly. We need to separate the corn from each husk thoroughly. The husk will be used to mold the cake. Afterwards, we must prepare the main ingredients such as 50 baby corns, brown sugar, and grated coconut. Thirdly, we must grate the baby corns or blend them smoothly. After completing the batter, the next step is to mix the corn batter with brown sugar and grated coconut. Then mix the batter evenly. After that, pour the batter into the husks. Lastly, steam the corn dowry. Finally, corn dowry is ready to serve. Corn dowry is rich in taste. The taste can be savory and sweet. Enjoying corn dowry will be more flavor with chili paste and fish soup. these desserts, one of which is Bita cake. Bita stands from biscuit Koto Baru as named on new original Koto biscuit. The biscuit is a traditional snack of Koto Baru City in West Sumatra. Sometimes the cake is also known with the name Kue Naraka Rasa Surya, which means the cake that looks like cow, but it tastes heavenly delicious. After preparing the batter of the cake, which is made from flour, coconut water, and sugar, the second step of making the cake is by pouring the batter to a pot. Before pouring the cake into the pot, we have to lay banana leaves and beat wood. The batter is made by using firewood cane from cinnamon trees. If you want to try Bita cake, you can buy it in Padang Raya Street, Bukit Tinggi. The price of the cake is affordable. Normally, it only costs 7,000 rupiah. You can also enjoy the cake with a cup of coffee.
For more than 6 hours, yes.
Yeah.
Company, our listeners.
Yeah.
Wow. Quite long.
Really long.
More than 5 hours.
I believe it's still enjoyable.
Yeah.
Very enjoyable.
But the most important thing is still enjoyable.
Yeah.
And our listeners still feel entertained.
Yeah.
But talking about entertainment, I mean, Unika.
Yeah.
Do you like it? Entertainment?
Yeah, of course. I love every source of entertainment. Singing, dancing.
Really?
Yeah, I love it.
Singing, dancing, you like it?
Yeah, I love it. I love dance. Yes.
Really? So, dancing. Okay, I'm impressed with what you said. You like dancing. Have you ever tried to learn dancing?
I learned it when I was in junior high school.
Okay.
When I was a kid, I learned to do modern dance.
Modern dance, even contemporary dance.
Contemporary dance, yeah.
So what makes it different with maybe traditional dance, maybe?
I think for the most.
The style, maybe?
Yeah, the style, the
movement,
the movement, okay. Also the songs.
The songs also?
Yeah, it's very different.
Okay, what about, I can say, the technique, maybe? Or the...
I think the technique of modern dance is much easier.
That's much easier.
Yeah, because I believe traditional dances are more complicated.
Complicated.
Yes.
But maybe, yeah, I can say, yeah, still enjoyable, yeah?
Yeah, of course. Because it comes from a historical and traditional.
Okay.
Heritage. I think the technique is much more deeper and also much more complex.
More complex, yes.
Yeah.
But do you still, I mean, memorize about the movement, the style of contemporary dancing that you learned before? Still
okay? To be honest, no. I only know the dance moves from TikTok.
Oh, okay.
The one that I did in high school, no. I don't remember.
You forget it?
Yeah.
At least you have ever learned it.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. So, talking about dancing, Unika, maybe is there, Indonesia, as a archipelagic country, has various dances because of its tribes, so many. So, what kind of information are we talking about dancing that we have to share to our listeners now?
Yeah, listeners, we've mentioned about traditional dances.
Okay.
And one of the most famous traditional dances from Indonesia is called Tari Tortor.
Tari Tortor? Really? Tari Tortor?
Yeah, Tortor dance, or its full name is Tari Tortor Manggarek.
So, where is it from?
Tari Tortor is traditional dance from Toba region in North Sumatra.
Oh, so it is from North Sumatra,
yeah.
Okay.
Very near Lake Toba.
Yeah, previously we talked about Lake Toba, but it seems this is still related, because still from North Sumatra.
Yes. Very much so. There are many techniques, but it's used not only for cultural events,
okay,
but also for weddings, traditional celebrations, religious ceremonies, and it plays an important role in specific ritual.
Wow, so it can be functioned for many purposes, you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
For part ritual, I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Very interesting.
So what about the costume, maybe? Let you know?
The costume is actually, if foreigners are currently listening, I can switch it up. It's very beautiful, the costume. The dancers wear traditional Batak Toba clothing in bright colors, such as red, yellow, or blue. The attire is decorated with traditional Batak motifs, each holding specific meanings, so each motifs have meanings to it.
Cool.
And also ulos. Of course, we cannot forget about ulos. It's the Batak woven cloth wraps around the dancer's body, and its patterns hold a significance in every cultural ceremony. And lastly, for the male dancers, or the men dancers, they wear matching traditional attire, complete with headbands and accessories such as necklaces, necklace or bracelet.
Wow, yeah. various.
Various.
So here, yeah, the costume really various, unique, yeah?
Yeah, and the color is bright. I think it can caught our attention. Or even caught our attention.
So it can also draw our attention.
Yeah.
So, ulos and even, yeah, this Batak woven, yeah, clothes is this. Wow, cool. So actually, yeah, Tari Tortor, yeah, Tortor dance, yeah, from North Sumatra.
Mm-hmm.
It is. So, you said before you learned about contemporary,
yeah,
dance. Besides that, maybe have you ever learned another dance?
I'm not really, mm-hmm, but because my mother is from Batak,
uh-huh,
so I've done tortor before, and in our tradition, or at least in my family,
okay,
when we're doing tortor, we're gonna be given money.
Okay.
So that's the reason why I'm dancing.
Money?
Yeah, so they will give you the money, mm-hmm, if you're doing it with the rest of your family.
Okay.
So yeah, I think it's a very fun experience.
Oh.
I never learned tortor, but I just know how to do it because I've seen it from my family,
uh-huh,
I've done it for years, and in every family meeting, they always done it, so I just know. I don't have to learn.
You mean that the dancers can get money, right?
Yeah.
So I'm able to dance.
Yeah, of course.
You can get the money. When tortor dancer, they dance, yeah, so they get money. It seems this also gives me motivation to,
yeah,
dance.
Yeah, not only money, but also motivation.
Motivation,
yes.
Really. So, what have you experienced, Unika, after you learned to dance? You feel maybe your body, you feel relaxed? Feel maybe fit?
Oh, of course. Dancing,
healthier, maybe?
Yeah, dancing, I think it's the most interesting and fun workout or exercise. Because usually people go running,
okay,
people go to the gym. I think dancing is a very fun alternative. Yeah.
So it seems that dancing is like also re-exercise,
yeah,
working out. It can also make our body sweaty.
Yeah, of course, body also fit. Of course, I think dancing is a very fun way to do it.
Ah, very good.
Yeah.
Well, so, where can we dance together? Oh,
I think we can dance together now at the studio. We're doing tortor.
Wow. So, actually, how many dancers there for tortor dance?
There are no specific regulations or rules about tortor dance. Whenever you want to go tortor, you can just actually do it.
Okay.
Not only dancers can do it, but at family events, you can also practice.
Family events,
yeah.
Practice tortor.
How about you? Do you know any dance in your culture? Or are you good at dancing?
Actually, Unika, I like my tribe, yeah, my culture,
yeah,
but I cannot dance. I cannot dance I'm as a Batawi man,
yeah,
but I cannot dance of a Batawi Miss culture. But even though I like the culture, but doesn't mean I can dance its culture. I mean,
the dance?
Yeah, but only know some part of the cultures, such as, like, you know, like martial arts, maybe, right?
Oh,
and maybe, yes, like, you know, like giving such poetry, you mean, like,
whoa,
you know,
that's so cool.
Poem. Maybe it's especially when you said you like maybe dancing, also like tortori, right?
Yeah, you're thinking with your culture as martial arts.
Yes.
And also giving beautiful words. Beautiful. That's very interesting.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, listener, that was information about
Tari Tortor from North Sumatra.
And the viewers, stay tuned at www.voice.id because the song with the song from Base Jam with title Bukan Pujangga.
Bukan Pujangga.
Will accompany you. Base Jam, Bukan Pujangga. example, Half Love Cinta. Yes, you can get the song from Lala Carmela. Half Love Cinta.
I love
that
song.
It seems that it is as the DNA of our togetherness.
Yeah,
sadly, yeah. But you actually, we've already accompanying our listeners, yeah, for more than 5 hours. Yeah, almost 6 hours. Wow, yeah, long time.
Long time.
So finally,
yeah,
it seems that we must end our togetherness, yeah, with our friends, our listeners.
Uh-huh. We've talked about a lot of stuff.
Yes, we've already shared our listeners, yeah, with many, many information.
Yeah.
Much more information, I mean.
We talked about Indonesia,
culture,
Indonesia destination,
yes, tourism destination,
right? And also Indonesian
cartoons. Yes, yes, we
got
the movie. And even about information also, about,
yeah,
Indonesia.
Of course.
Information about Indonesia and, you know, the social cultures, right? And even don't forget Indonesian songs.
Indonesian songs,
right?
That's true.
We've already shared and accompany our
viewers
with our songs, right? Indonesian,
yeah,
songs.
Song discussion,
yes,
infos. I believe the listeners are happy.
Yes, we hope that listeners are happy and feel enjoyable, yes?
Yeah.
Feel enjoyable and entertained after listening
to our session.
Yes, that's why. So we hope that our listener
are happy and fulfilled. Uh-huh. I want to ask one more question.
What question is that?
Last questions before we end the session of today.
What?
I want to ask you, what is your favorite part of our conversation,
uh-huh,
or anything? Our talk today, what is your favorite part?
Yes, of course, discussion actually.
Yeah.
But actually, such, yeah, discussion also even, yeah, like giving information,
yeah,
unique as such, tourism information that we, yeah, share to our listeners.
Like Boba.
Like Boba, Porto,
Wallace.
And even DM, listen, yeah, listen,
yeah, yeah, talking about DM, also, that's true. So I think the listeners are happy. And we'll also have to end,
yeah,
the session of the day, Faisal.
And thank you, listeners. And I'm a Faisal. I'm also
Yunika.
Would like to say thank you very much for all of your time and attention to listen to.
And also stay tuned for the next session with Ray.
Yes, because our colleague Ray would like to
continue
our program or segment at 12 p.m.
That's true.
So have a nice day and bye-bye.
Bye-bye from Indonesia to
from Indonesia to the world. Now let's listen to the song from Gloria Bepato, Masih Di Sini Denganmu.
Cake. You can buy it